you have a little bit of a background with Brian Hoyer. You were here for a couple of years, or he was here for a couple of years, mm-hmm. here previously. What did you see from him in that time, and what do you expect from him this time around?
Honestly, I got here his second year, and to me, the thing that stuck out was his leadership, the control he had. Obviously, you come here, you know Brady's on the team. But, you know, I took a, like Gronk, you know, catching touchdown pass. I took a lot of reps against him, you know, when I first got here. And you just couldn't tell that it was only his second year here. You know, he seemed like a 4 or 5 year guy, took control of the offense, you know, go up and down the field in all the different situations we did. So it was cool seeing him back here. And, you know, I said, how's it feel being back? And he was like, it's like being back at home. So definitely, obviously, he's a fit here, you know, get drafted here and play here. So. It's good to see Hoy back in there.
What's that feeling like? Jimmy was part of two Super Bowl teams. And, you know, whether he's playing the scout team, whether it be Russell Wilson or a different player, he was an integral part of it. To see him go and get his opportunity, kind of bittersweet?
Yeah, definitely bittersweet. I think that explains it, you know, perfectly. You know, probably from the offensive side of the ball, nobody's helped us more defensively, you know, than him. You know, each week coming in, you know, whether it's being a pocket passer, being a quarterback that's going to look and then run, you know, Jimmy was able to give us all that, you know, each week and, you know, over the last couple of years of that. So, but in the same, you know, to see him get an opportunity to go out there and play, especially for me, an older guy, to see, you know, his growth from when he came here as a rookie until now, you know, I think it's very exciting. He puts in a ton of work. You know, he's always prepared. You know, you always see him in here doing extra stuff. So, you know, it's time, you know, and I'm happy for him to go out there and get that opportunity to go out there and play.
What was your reaction when you found out the news that he was traded? Was it shock like pretty much everyone else?
Yeah, I mean, we're all surprised because I think for all of us, you know, even though we know it's a business, when we're in that locker room, you know, there's no business relationships. We're all friends. We all want to see each other be successful. We all root for each other. So you develop a brotherhood, so you never – you know, you never want to see a guy go, but, you know, that time of year comes up, you know, trades can happen, guys can go, so it's always going to be surprising, you know, no matter, even if you guys, you know, write a ton of articles on a rumor, you know, we're still going to be surprised, so, you know, but it is what it is, and like I said, we're happy, you know, I think a lot of us are happy that he gets that opportunity to go out there and play.
How good of a quarterback is are the 49ers getting?
I always say I don't know how to rate quarterbacks. I wouldn't hire me to be a GM, but, you know, I think Jimmy has a chance to be a really good quarterback. You know, he gives us problems all the time in practice. So I think he's played a good amount of football for us, whether it be preseason and games last year. So, you know, I think he has a chance to be a really good quarterback. You know, I don't know if that means anything to anyone, but, you know, we had a ton of confidence in him. Whenever he had to play for us, so I think they'll see that soon.
Is there going to be kind of a different setup when you kind of start this second half of the season, kind of just away from Foxborough and away from everybody?
Yeah, it will be different. I think it's different, but at times, you know, it benefits. You know, I think back to 14 when, you know, we played against Green Bay and then went straight to San Diego. It's often a good time for teammates and us as a team to just bond. You know, it kind of turns back into college, being in the dorm rooms and, you know, football practice and, you know, straight to hanging out with each other in the dorms. The only plus is we don't have to go to class. So, you know, I think for us, you know, it's always a time. You know, obviously we'll miss our families, but it gives us a time. You know, dinners are together, usually probably within position groups and guys on the team. So we end up spending, you know, a lot of time together without, you know, being in meetings and practice and football side of it. And, you know, to me, that's always good to continue to develop that bond as teammates.
How many victory teams? Mondays have you had before?
This year?
Yeah, just in general. You've been here long enough that I don't remember victory Monday at all.
Well, they don't. I mean, they really don't start until you got to get into November to even consider a victory Monday. We have a lot less that we've gotten, but we have a lot that we asked for. What was that? After Atlanta, Pat threw it out there, Pat Chung. Was like, see you Wednesday, and Bill was like, oh, no. So it's not from lack of effort, that's for sure.
Dan, I apologize if you even asked this. What was your reaction to you guys not making the move yesterday? The last few years, you guys have been active at the trade deadline, but no one was brought in to.
It means I still have my job. You know, you can't get mad at that. But no, I don't know. I don't think about that stuff. You know, I think, you know, for us, we're all fully confident in the guys we have in the locker room. So, We always just think about improving, and, you know, I think we've done that so far. So, you know, the only thing I was thinking about was, you know, what are the corrections that we're going to have coming into here today and focus for the bye week and then trying to improve those things in the back half.
Do you sense that guys are on edge the last few days leading up to the trade deadline? Because who knows?
I don't know, really. You know, we don't talk about it in the locker room, like, you think I'm going to go, you think this guy, like, no one talks about it. But I don't know how guys, you know, sometimes feel personally if, you know, in that situation. I've been, you know, fortunate that I haven't been traded or anything. So, but I don't know. I think that kind of differs for each guy individually.
Is there a perfect time for a bye? I mean, this is right smack in the middle. Is this where you like it?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather in the middle or, you know, a little, maybe next week or the week after. I hate when it's like week four. It's just too soon, and then it just makes the whole second half of your season just so long. But, you know, I think it's good, especially for us from a football standpoint, when you have eight games to break down and say, you know, this is what we did well, this is what we didn't do well, we need to do this better, we need, you know, and we got eight games to do it. And, you know, in the beginning of the season, it was like, listen, we'll have a bye week midway through. We got eight games to see how this goes. So I think it gives us a great, you know, midpoint to realize what we need to fix and how we can improve and give ourselves a chance at the end.
Maybe time off, what do you specifically do? Is there a routine you have during a bye week?
I used to just be more active and try to do as much things as possible, but now I'm going to go visit my brother in Cleveland, and he has a bye week too, so we'll probably just be two old guys chilling.
We talked to you about the communication issues in the secondary earlier. Now, halfway through the season, do you believe you guys have fixed those issues?
I think we've gotten it. You know, we've gotten better at it. Obviously, you know, it still hasn't been perfect. We talked about today, you know, just limiting big plays and not giving up, you know, giving it all up in one play. It's something we want to get better at, you know, and some of that comes from communication. So I think it's obviously a lot better from the beginning of the season, but it's still room to improve. And, you know, I think when communication goes well, usually you give yourself a chance, and I think we have enough talented players out there that if we give ourselves a chance in the beginning of the play, you know, more plays than not are going to turn out good for us. So we continue to do that. It'll help us as a defense.
Has it been more difficult to work on that kind of stuff with Stephon and Eric being sidelined these last couple of weeks?
I think we'll have to just get them back in the mix. You know, I think the group that was in there, you know, whether it be Chung playing, you know, inside in the slot and Batamosi coming in or Jay Jones coming in there, guys have been on the same page. So, but the key thing is to keep that going. You know, the NFL, you rarely have, you know, the same four or five, six guys in every game. Like, it's just so hard to do that in the NFL. You always have some type of injury. So I think we're used to, you know, having a guy or two in or out. To me, it's as a group, we want to be on the same page, whether it's guys in the meetings, getting it down, and, you know, even if they're not out there on the field, which I think Stephon and Eric have done a good job of staying in tune and focusing in on the game plan. So, you know, they're both good players and play well for us, so we'll get them back in there. And to me, it only strengthens us as a group.
Two more questions.
How many T-shirts do you own, and what goes into choosing them?
T-shirts? I probably have maybe 200. I don't know. I'm not really into the whole button-down look, so I don't have many collared shirts. So my wife gets mad when we go to dinner at nice places, but it is what it is. But, you know, you walk through the store, see something you like. If it matches the personality, you know, maybe when I retire, I'll try to be a fashion guy, stylist, and only get guys T-shirts. So if you're looking for T-shirts, give me a couple years, hire me.
Is it more about the color or the message?
Message is definitely important, and you want to have a bunch of different colors. You want to be able to match sneakers and all of that stuff. So, you know, T-shirt seems simple, but a lot of thought has to go into it. It's harder than it looks.
Thanks, Devin.
No problem. Enjoy your bye week.